At the end of the bracha of Elokai Neshama, we say, Kol zman she'an neshama v'kirbi, mode'ani lefanecha, Hashem Elokai v'elokei avosai, ribon kol amasim adon kol neshamos. As long as the soul is inside of me, as long as I have that neshama, i.e. as long as I'm alive, so then I thank you, Hashem, mode'ani lefanecha, sounds like mode'ani, ribon kol amasim, God is the master of all works, Adonai Kol HaNeshamos, he is the master of all souls, because he entrusts the soul to us, so that he takes it back and gives it back to us. And then we finish, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamachazir Neshamos, Lifkarim Mesim. We bless God, who restores the souls, Lifkarim Mesim. Now that's a strange term. Lifkarim Mesim, to lifeless bodies, to carcasses, a peger, or pigarim, refers to a peger, it refers to a corpse, a carcass. It gives the impression that when we sleep, we're not engaged in a peaceful sleep. But when Hashem returns our soul, before we get our soul back in the morning, we are like pigarim meisim, we are like these carcasses, these lifeless bodies. And I think the point is, now it's true, as I mentioned in a prior class, that sleep is considered 1/60th of death. So when you're sleeping, it's similar to that. It's like a semi-conscious state. But it's more than that. That we don't believe that sleeping is a peaceful endeavor from a religious standpoint in some respects. Our purpose is to be awake and to serve God. When we're asleep, our neshama, as it were, is entrusted to God, and then we get it back in the morning, we're full of life. We're no longer like a carcass, and we're ready to serve the Borei, to serve God. Our goal in life is to be awake with a neshama tahora, a pure soul, so that we can fulfill the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu to engage in sanctity in this world. Without our neshama, we are like pigarim meisim. So every moment that we're alive, the second that we wake up in the morning, we affirm that now is the time for us to live life. We're fully alive because we have the neshama, which comes from God.